Now I'm joined by Jordan Richmond, the Penny High girls basketball coach, and you've got a couple seniors for your Dream Team nominees. First is Nora Ford. Can you tell us about Nora and the season she had?
Yeah, Nora is the senior for us, and she's been a four-year starter. She had a very good season this year. She averaged just over 20 a game and had 4.5 steals, 3 rebounds, and about 3 assists a game. And she was a very good player for us this year. Was our point guard. Everything ran through her. She kind of set the tone for our offense, and she was a great leader for us this year.
All right, do you know what Nora's plans are after high school, and how do you expect her to do?
Nora is going to play basketball at North Central Missouri College and pursue, get her degree there as well. And I think she has a great shot to do some really good things there. I think it's a good fit. I think it's a situation that she has the potential maybe to come in and help them right away.
All right, your next nominee is another senior, Grayson Prothero. Can you tell us about the season that Grayson had?
Grayson had a very nice season as well. She was one that she provided a lot of matchup problems sometimes for teams we play because she was had a good enough speed to get by a big kid if they guard her, and she was a strong kid, and she could kind of bully her way around a smaller guard that guarded her. She was able to be pretty versatile in who she guarded. She could guard some big kids one game and maybe guard the next. She was another one. She's been a four-year starter for us. She averaged 10.5 points a game this year, had, I think, 3.5 rebounds a game, then almost 2 steals a game, and then just add an assist a game. And so she was a very solid player for us, made very few mistakes, was a team captain, and I think she's one that we're really going to miss.
Yeah, both of these seniors, I'm sure, were very big leaders, had big leadership roles with your team the last couple years. How do you expect the team to next year respond to the departure of them?
Well, along with them, we lose 5 seniors in total, but it's going to be a bit of a change, and so we're going to have to find some people to step up and kind of replace, try to bring some leadership, step into some new leadership roles, and But it's one of those things. You hope that in our program we've had these kids that have went through it, these seniors we lose, and that they've kind of passed along that leadership ability to that next group that's going to come in and take over for them. So hopefully we have ourselves set up to be in a good place for the future.